is Alana. Can I help you?
Alana, it's Daryl Davis.
Hi, how are you?
Good, darling. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, so are we ready to do this?
Sure.
All right, you excited?
Yeah, I am.
You sure?
I think so. I don't know. Going to be honest, that's all.
All right, that's fine. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to record our call. I'm going to just ask you some questions and just share whatever you want to share. There's no right or wrong way to do this, okay? Yeah. I may interrupt you and highlight things. And so the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to introduce you. Now, it's Alana. How do you say your last name?
It's Alana Roach, R-O-C-H-E.
Alana Roach. Okay.
Ilana Roach.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Most people just say Lana.
E. Let me do it this way. E.
Well, E-L-A-N-A. Right. Ilana. But it's like
Roach.
Lana Turner. It's just Lana.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm going to just mention the name, say, and then I'd like you to, you know, you'll share your, you know, the company you're with, your phone number, contact information, and,
mm-hmm.
And so we'll just rock and roll with it, okay?
Am I supposed to say Weichert, or it doesn't matter?
Yes, yes. In this case, you can. The only thing I tell you not to say is the part about sharing.
Yeah, but, I know.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay.
Now, is there a better line to use? We're using your cell phone. Is there another number I should call instead of this one?
Actually, this is going to be the best one because I can't do this inside right now. So.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so let's just get started. I'm going to hit record here. And by the way, when I say thanks, and I'm going to make it sound like I'm going to hang up, I'm not. It's for
okay.
the record.
Okay.
It's for the recording, so don't hang up. We'll just, there'll be some dead silence. And then, all right, good. All right, here we go. Well, hey, Power Agents, this is Daryl Davis. Welcome to this month's interview. I have a really special person, Ilana Roach from Weichert Realtor. Say hello, Ilana.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, gang, I'm going to, the reason why I asked, why I'm interviewing Ilana is because she's a fairly new agent. She's 7 months in the business, doing great production for somebody so new. And I thought this would be a great opportunity for us to hear somebody who's new to the business. They still have that twinkle in their eye. And while the challenges are fresh in their mind of getting what it, you know, because being a new agent, there's struggles and challenges that one goes through. And sometimes we forget when we've been doing it for a while. Sometimes we become cynical. So new agents and old agents alike get a tremendous amount of value. So, Ilana, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm not paying you for this. And this is awesome that you're doing this to help serve others. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay.
So, Ilana, let's start off right at the top, your contact information in case people want to send you referrals and maybe contact you and ask you stuff. So, go ahead.
Okay. So, my name is Ilana Roach. I'm with Weichert Realtors in Sparta, New Jersey. And my cell number is the best contact of 914-844-9713. Or you can email me at droach, which is E-R-O-C-H-E, at weichert.com.
Great. And Ilana, do you have your own website or is it part of
that? I do.
Yeah.
Right now it's just IlanaRoach.com. It's up and coming. And, you know, I'll put some other cool thing to it so that you can, you know, go to it that way. But right now it's Ilana Roach, ElanaRoche.com.
All right. Very good. And by the time this actually airs, hopefully the website will be
It will be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So, Ilana, so let's start with, you've been in real estate for 7 months. What's your production been in your first 7 months?
Well, the first months were kind of slow because you're just so new to everything. I just was in the office. I will say I was in the office pretty much 7 days a week, 10 to 12 hours. I was just as much as I could be there just to absorb what was going on around me. I do have an amazing mentor. She's number one pretty much, not just the office, but region. I mean, she's amazing. So I wanted to be around her as much as possible. So that's how it started. And then we went to your seminar last month. And that's really where it all, I mean, I had some transactions, you know, rentals, normal in the beginning. People don't want rentals a lot. So you know, they kind of give those away and you're doing those to make quick cash. But, it, you know, it takes a while, as everyone, I guess, newer ages know or are about to find out. So that's really where it's set up. And then I did have, like, a listing or two. I guess, a go-getter, I guess people are saying, which is fine. You know, I just feel like if I see the opportunity, I go after it. So I had a couple of listings. And, you know, the sales are a lot harder for me to get to go through with the buyers. So that's something going on. But after your seminars, really, when I came, I don't want to say addicted to your CDs, but it was a little OCD, you know, listening to them and in the car, on the computer with the headphones, you know, at night in bed, before I went to bed.
Wait a second, did you just say you take me to bed with you?
I think I did, yep.
Okay.
But yeah, like it just became like obviously, you know, I really do appreciate it and I thank you because you just said a lot of things that made sense and it makes it happen quicker as opposed,
yeah.
And I know you said that in one of the CDs, like 2 or 3 years, you know, like you can do this for years and figure it out. I guess, you know, depending on how smart you are, but it was nice for you to, I mean, we all make our own decisions, but I feel like you really helped me, you guided me in the right direction and also gave me that confidence with, I mean, it really helps to have some of the verbiage and some of the stuff you were saying about at least 60 seconds. Like, it just gives you those goal points to get past on these calls.
Yep.
So that's what was nice about the CD. So, again, like listening in the car, like I wasn't even listening to music anymore. I don't. I just listen to you, which is, I know, a little creepy. But it just seems like the more I listen to it, I get it. But it just helps to hear it over and over again.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really great. Let's put it all together. So 7 months, total number of listings that you've gotten and –
believe it or not, I don't even know. I think it's like 8 or 9 altogether.
Yeah, okay.
Thing that's about to sell, but, you know, again, the whole process was a whole other issue. It's a little lake house, all these problems, you know, septic, da, 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 da. So, I mean, eventually we'll close,
mm-hmm.
but that's a whole other learning experience. And that was prior, but the recent, I've been just getting them now because, especially the FSBOs, I wasn't even going to start there. I was just going to do the expires mostly. But what happened is I drove by a sign listening to your CD, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, why not? So I took a picture of the sign, and that was the first one I did. And I called during an open house, actually on one of my listings, and, you know, he said yes. And I built this rapport over the phone, and it was literally that easy. And I know... I don't want to, like, you know, say that it's that easy, but that particular one was, and that, maybe that was the catalyst. So, like, it happened a little quicker for me so that it makes it seem like it, you know what I mean, that I can do this, that, you know, in the beginning, which I know happens. So,
now, I think when we talked, and which, by the way, this is what, you know, motivated me to want to interview you because I wanted people to hear that, you know, there's so many of our students that have access to so much that I've given them, like
mm-hmm.
the audio CDs, and not
mm-hmm.
everybody listens to them as much as they should. And you've taken it to heart, and that's what I love about new people. And there's a message for everybody listening: is that sometimes you become very cynical when you've been in the not even very you could be a little cynical if you've been in the business.
I was many years. Getting there. Yeah.
So that's good that you said, you know what, that's what a new salesperson brings to it. Says, you know what, I'm going to do everything and anything, like you said in the very beginning. You were in the office 14 hours. You're willing to do anything and everything. And here's the message I want people to hear is that what a new salesperson brings to the profession for themselves is anything is possible. And so they explore anything and everything because they don't know what they don't know. And so they're in this discovery mode and they're willing to try and do anything to succeed. And that if we can hang on to that, you know, and I say that to you too, by the way, Ilana, you know, hanging on to that is what will help you continue the pace that you are and being a success. Now, what you said to me, so I think you called 3 FSBOs after
Yeah.
This.
Yeah, the first one was that first one, and I got it. I went that next weekend, met with them, brought the – I mean, I felt like being – you know, I don't know. I was maybe a little more aggressive. I brought the paperwork. I didn't – you know, in my mind, why wouldn't you, from all the stuff you were saying, it doesn't make sense for them not to. It just doesn't make sense for them not to. So somehow I got them to sign the papers, and that was my first one. So obviously you come out of there with your, you know, your chest out, like, ooh, look at me, you know. Sorry.
Yeah.
But, which is okay, you know. And
now, hang on a second. I want to yeah. interrupt you because I want to make this. I want to highlight teaching points here. Okay.
Okay.
And that's my job here during this call, because you said something that's very powerful. You're listening to the CD, and almost like not just as an agent, like learning what to say. But you probably were listening like just a civilian, like any normal human being. And
right.
you hear me go through everything. You're like, you get off the CD, you finish the CD, you say, damn, why would any homeowner not
right.
list, right?
Right.
So what happened is it wasn't so much the dialogue, although I think
right.
my dialogue is great. It
mm-hmm.
is the confidence and belief system that you have
yeah.
now. And
yeah.
it was your authenticity and your integrity and your passion talking to a homeowner with aggressiveness, not to close them, but to
right.
not to sell them, but to serve them, because now
you
not in your head, but in your heart, you believe that, oh my God, you should not be a FSBO. This is horrible. Let me tell you what.
Right.
So
exactly.
I want people to get that it's not just the dialogue, but you have to believe the dialogue. You have to believe that. Oh, my gosh, you're going to help people. This is and you're going to want to go on more appointments. You're going to be naturally more aggressive because you're trying to save a person from making a huge mistake. All right, good.
Exactly.
So,
that's exactly
all right, go
what
on.
Happened.
So that was the first one. Go on with
that was the first one. So, okay, we'll go in order. So the second one that I called, these were literal phone calls. That was the first one. This was the second phone call I made. It was actually more just for fun almost because
okay.
$1 million listing in my hometown, which, again, is, you know, saturated. A lot of agents, you know. So I just thought, well, I'm sure they've been tortured already, but I'm just going to call. And I actually left a message, which, you know, is like, okay, you know, whatever. Within, like, 2 hours, she called back. And, you know, I don't even know how I did it. I'm sure it has something to do with the CDs because I was just literally in that, you know, that mode. And I basically said, well, let me just come in and you have to let me come in and just show you, because I don't know if I can save you money or not. You know, I don't know if this is going to work, but I need to see the house.
Yeah.
To almost make that decision. So
yeah.
Well, I don't laugh at it now. But anyway, so, you know, I did it. I went, I did the appointment, tough cookie, for a seller for sure, even if I get it. It went really well. I, you know, did the whole house, everything that you talk about in the CDs. I built the rapport, which was tough. I don't even, if there is rapport to be built, I probably did build a little bit.
Okay.
Really tough, like controlling and, you know, whatever. I could just see how this is going to be, but it would be a learning experience anyway. So I got in, did that, left the paperwork, and then didn't hear, you know, I kept reaching out, did little texts here and there. And then last Friday night, I called her, and she said, I have the signed paperwork and, you know, basically you could pick it up next week. So actually after, I know we had spoken, but I had texted her today and she said, I will call you as soon as I'm ready to list it. So I
okay.
think she's waiting, you know, she's doing some stuff on the house. So I, again, do I know 100% sure I have it? No, but I think I have the best chance, considering I know other people were in there and she told me that her husband signed the paperwork. So
yeah,
again,
I mean, here's the part that I want people to get to is that it really, you know, so now this is your second FSBO. So your first FSBO, you called, you got in the door, you got the listing. Second FSBO,
yeah.
you called, got in the door, you know, didn't get the listing. But the fact that you accomplished, here's another teaching point I want to highlight. There's three phases. You've heard me say this on the CDs. There's three phases to being successful at listing FSBOs. The first, the final phase is getting the listing. The second one is getting the appointment. The third one is actually making the call. A lot of agents
right.
get stopped on that first that very first step, which is making the call. So
it's
you're
really tough, though. It is, though.
Yeah.
You
so
know?
you're getting past the first step. You're getting good at the second step because your betting average so far is phenomenal. and you're not going to always list 100%. So, but there's still hope with this one. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely feel there's something with it. Yeah.
Good. And what was there another physical?
And then there was another one. Again, a very animate. I'm going to sell it on my own. I got him on the phone. We definitely built rapport right there on the phone. We got past the 60-second. He was kind of nice from the get-go. And we were on the phone for quite a while. And I said, well, I don't know if I can help you. Same thing. You know, I got to get in there and look. So I went in there. And as we're going through whatever, you know, all our conversation, the wife goes, I want to sign. And I'm like, oh, dear God. You know, and I know he's the one that he really wants to sell it on his own. So,
right.
To make that long story very short, that next day I sat the open house on my first FSBO, like on my own listing, and she came by because it's like a few blocks away, actually.
Okay.
For the sign. She came by to tell me if she hired me, which they really want to do and they really loved me, all this stuff, they wouldn't be able to move to their next point. But I also, you know, to the next phase of what they wanted to do. And I did try and, you know what I mean, work that out with numbers. But they're convinced that, you know, I think they know it, but the money's not there from what they owe on the house. So, you know what I mean? Like, so they're struggling now knowing that I can sell it and they can't. But, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to make it any worse than it was for them. But
right.
But I think I obviously would have had that listing because she said even my husband said that. So I think he was the one with his heels in the ground saying, you know, but I think it's more of a need that they need to do it on their
right,
own.
Right, right.
Okay.
Listen, great stuff. So here's the bottom line is you've called 3 FSBOs. You got 3 appointments. So you listed 1 out of 3 so far.
Okay.
That's just in a very short time after listening to the CD.
Yeah.
A week after listening
Ish.
And getting the CDs. So, everybody listening, you know, if you bought my CDs, will you please listen to them for crying out loud? All right.
Yeah.
The next thing is just overall, you know, at least 8 listings in 7 months plus the sales that you generate. Now, let me ask you this: the mentor. You said you've got a great mentor. Now, is this a structured relationship? Like, is there commissions being shared? Is there dedication as far as time? Or is this just like
she
your go-to
just
person?
Amazing, amazing. Everyone in the office, or at least in this office, they take a piece from their newbies, you know what I mean, as their mentor. My mentor does not, which is huge because when you finally do get the – your first couple of transactions, it's like, are you kidding me? Now someone else has their hand.
Right.
You know? I didn't even know that going in, believe it or not. I had just found this out recently. But anyway, she's just amazing with her time. She, no matter what, you have a question, she's always there. And again, it's hard in this business because we're all competitors. So, you know, we can even come up against each other. So I think she's a unique person, again, top producer, you know what I don't even know what it was, 30 million. We just came from the Weicker award thing, and she's number one in, like, everything. So she, you know what I mean? So that really helps, too, you know, having that, because I've seen people in this office that have other mentors that, you know what I mean? It just makes it difficult to get to the next level, too. So, you know, I've been blessed. So
now, did the office appoint her to you, or is this something that kind of naturally happens?
Appoint? I don't know if it's appoint. I think when you come in, you're supposed to get a mentor, and I think there's probably some talk amongst them, like how they do it. She actually sold me my home 10 years ago in this town. I don't think she was even taking, she doesn't even want to take on anymore because she's so busy.
Yeah.
But I almost kind of got in the door and was, like, just so attached to her because she just has, you know she has it. So, like, I think it just morphed into that almost, if that makes sense. I don't know if that was one of the ones where I came in the door and they're like, okay, you have this one. You know what
yes.
I mean? I kind of was down enough, you know?
All right. So, again, another teaching point to highlight here. So, first of all, anybody listening, if you are really brand new to the business and you're just starting out, and we're going to talk to Ilana. She's going to share some of what I'm going to ask her next. Probably the first 30 days is to really focus on getting a lay of the land, feeling it out, feeling the office, getting a sense of how the systems work. And at the same time, keeping your eye out as a new agent, for that agent that has a good production, doesn't have to be a top agent, but it has strong production and has integrity, and maybe approach them. This is assuming, because most offices do not have a structured mentorship program. Some do, but most don't. And that's why I asked you, were you assigned that? And it sounds like, you know, your office has at least that philosophy. Yeah, let's hook you up with somebody.
Yeah, I think that's more the philosophy.
Yeah, so if a new agent listening does not have that kind of philosophy in their company, then they can generate it themselves by, you know, paying attention, who do they want to hook up with, and then there'd be a financial arrangement. That's mostly how
that
works.
Normally, yeah, I think like 95% of the time,
Now, the top agent, if any of my experienced top agents listening to this conversation right now, you should also consider, you know, flipping the script, meaning if you see a new agent coming into the office, or not even a new, just they could be licensed, but they're financially struggling. Some agents think about building a team. You offering to mentor somebody for anything is a really good idea, because there's a Chinese proverb that goes, the next level of learning is teaching. So when you take somebody on and you mentor somebody, it actually makes you stronger at what you do, because you have to really, you know, for you to transfer knowledge, you have to dissect what you do to see what doesn't work. And it's in the dissecting, so you can transfer that knowledge to somebody else. It actually makes you stronger and better. So, all right, well, very good. So tell me now, what did you do before real estate? Why did you get into it?
Honestly, I don't know how the stars lined up for this, other than I've always worked for my husband's company. He has manufacturing companies, and I always ran. So I do have, like, the business background. It's the small business kind of part of it, like where small business people do everything. You know what I mean? They don't have people to help them. So it's kind of like this, in a sense, you know, but we have, like, you know, you have your company behind you, which is a little different, whereas a small business, you know, if you need to make a website, guess who's making it? You are, you know, like that.
Right.
You're thrown into it, which at the time seems really difficult and unfair, but I feel like that's what kind of gave me some of the skills I have now. Like building this website, like Riker's calling me today to do some of the stuff, but I already have a good handle on how to do it. They're just going to help me make it better. You know what I mean?
So that's kind
of the background. Yeah.
And so why did you get into real estate, though? So you were you were running your own business with your husband.
Right. And then he has a couple, but that last business closed. And I honestly don't know. It was like something I always have thought about over the last 10 years about getting my real estate license. And I was like, well, why didn't I just finally go to fucking do it? and from the second I was in class, it was like, my eyes were opened. You know, this is something that I could definitely do. But I hope to make a lot of money. But I also feel like I'm the catalyst for these people, like to get them to the next phase of their life, which is kind of cool. That's how I kind of look at it. Like I'm the catalyst that gets you from here to here. You know what I mean? Like where you create memories and where you do all this stuff with your family. So I'm the catalyst for that, which I think is kind of cool. So I don't know if that's a normal philosophy, but.
No, but it should be, and that's, you know, that's a great, great distinction to keep up front of. Sometimes in us running our business, I don't think it matters what business it is. It could be my business, the speaking business. It could be the real estate business. That sometimes we get so wrapped up in the to-do list of, you know, running the day-to-day operation of the business that we forget really what's the mission or the cause behind the to-do list. And like what you just said, that, you know, really what we're doing, when you really think about it, is that you've got, you know, these people, these families that, you know, they're living at home creating memories, and this is where they're raising children. This is where they invite their friends and they create events. And so the home is so much more than just 2x4s and sheetrock. It's a way of living one's life and an experience. And what we do in real estate is we that homeowner choose what that next one is, and if we're on the listing side, selling that home so they can go create a new home for themselves. So it really is life changing what we're doing for people, and you know, I think that we can keep that more and more upfront it'll probably be more enjoyable for us.
Well, that's just what happened yesterday really quickly. So very quickly, I have a family that we were looking. They needed to buy something, but I think they're in a short sale situation. And I just felt like I could really help them, and I'm listing their house, but I also know that could take years. Like, this isn't something, you know what I mean, that you get quick pay on, but I also feel like I need to give back. So if I have the ability to help them, do you know what I mean, to hold
yeah,
them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I listed that yesterday. So I just feel like even though I'm helping them, it makes me feel good that I have the power to do that. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, one of the things that I've noticed with a lot of top producers. I mean, some are, you know, it's interesting. I had my dog trained a couple of years, I guess 3 years ago. We brought it to Petco, actually, and they had an instructor there. And actually, they weren't training the dog. They were training us on how to
right.
train the dog.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'll never forget something he said. He said, some dogs are literally motivated by food. You know, that how you train the dog is with food, treats. But some are actually motivated by play, that when you play with them, they get
mm-hmm.
the same kind of chemical reward that some dogs would get
mm-hmm.
from a treat. So some are food motivated, some are play motivated, and some are physically motivated by petting them and giving them that physical
right.
love. Anyway, it's true also about a real estate agent. There are some that are motivated by money, that
right.
their success is about making money, and the more deals they get up on the board and the bigger the cash bank account grows, the more excited they are. And that's good if that's what motivates them. And then there's others, which is more my approach or who I attract, is it's more of the woo-woo and then making a difference in people's lives. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the more we do that, the more rewarding it is. And I know some top producers, that's what they're driven by. My students, they're driven by making a difference. And money
mm-hmm.
is just a gauge as to how many
mm-hmm.
people they've helped. So, all right, very good. Now, so now what's a typical day look like for you? So how many hours are you putting in? How many days?
I hope no one I know listens to this, but I normally get here anywhere between 6:30 and 7:30. And you know, it depends if I'm on op time, like, you know, when I'm on the phone, or if any of that pops in there, or I mean, I try and get home by, you know, 6-ish, 7. It depends. It depends what kind of day, it depends what I'm doing, or if I think it's important enough to stay another hour or two. And thank God all my children are older. My youngest is 17, so I don't, you know, I don't have that guilt feeling of like to be home.
Right, right.
So I do have an advantage, you know what I mean, on some of the people in the office in that sense. But,
all right, so you're put in a ton of hours, which
yeah.
is okay, which you have to do. You know, when you're starting a new career, got to one of my mentors, Tom Hopkins, great real estate trainer, and he said something, never forget to me. He says, it's okay to live out a balance in your life as long as you know why and for how long. There's
okay.
like a deadline to that, you know, so you're
yep.
not. You need to do that as a new agent, is to put a lot of hours in, like you would any new business that you're launching. So
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you? I'm assuming you're married, or is that a bad assumption?
Yep, I'm married, and I have 4 children.
Now, how
is
your okay? How the youngest is 17, right? Or no?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how does your husband deal with the long hours, like, or how does the relationship?
Well, he's always done that. This has been opposite. So, you know, he's the one that's always been building the companies and not been home. So this is the first time he's doing a more toned down business where he's actually teaching my son a trade of installing fence.
Okay.
So right now it's kind of slow. It's been slow, like, say, since after Christmas on the slower end, even though they're still working. So he's been home more. So he totally understands, you know what I mean? So he
right.
never, he doesn't give me any kind of grief about it, you know, he's
yeah.
even up and cooking and doing stuff, because after so many months of me doing this, like, nothing's getting done at home. So so it's been, you know, life change for everyone, I think, you know.
Well, I guess if he was the one doing it all those years, how could he say anything, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. And you know, what would you say is the biggest priorities that you have each day or each week that you're focusing on right now?
Well, it's shifting. So now I feel like I did a lot more busy work and a lot more stressing about how to turn these things and get money. Where now I know I want to do the listings, but this is all more recent. So I think I'm shifting, and now I need, like, I'm doing the Red X. I just did that. I'm trying it, and I feel like I need to get what you said in one of the CDs is that commitment, you know, that whole thing when you said you were going to run.
Yep.
So I'm trying to get committed on and listen to those CDs again and get that schedule of when exactly I can call, because listings are a lot of work. I mean, they're just a lot of work. So, you know, I'm trying to balance that and see how I want to do that, and also to take into play what you said, which is, like, I went hiking last Saturday with my husband. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm trying to get it all balanced and figure mm-hmm. out, but I need to make those calls because clearly that's where it's at. You know what I mean? I already know that. So I just literally within days of all this happening, I'm trying to figure out the schedule. So I stick to it, like you said, and do that.
Yeah. So, well, let me do some one-on-one coaching while we're doing the recording. And that is, if you're using the Red X, which mm-hmm. again, everybody, if make sure if you haven't signed up for Red X that you go to darrylspecial.com, darrylspecial.com. Make sure you use the coupon code SMILE so you can get the free 30 days. All right. So you sign up with that, and you're going to get FSBOs pretty much every day or every other day when you log in, plus you're expired. So probably, I mean, there's approaches. Number one is you can pick a few days of the week that you say, all right, from 6 to, you know, 8 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to call FSBOs and expired. So that's one approach. The other approach is, which there's no right way. It's like a diet. The right diet is the one you're willing to do. So the other approach is that every day you schedule to check in on your Red X leads.
Okay.
So that way they don't build up. So if you wait to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and for 7 days they've been accumulating, you know, you may have 20 or 30 or 50 leads to call. But if you log in every day and you just commit 30 minutes to look at these the new leads for the day, they're going to be more fresh. You're getting right to it. So, yeah, you've got to figure out which system works best. Now, I will tell you, I don't think we talked about this, Ilana, and that is Storm Dialer. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So just jot it down, and the only reason why I'm bringing it up to you is because April, who is my she works in the office here. She's also my fiancé. Hopefully, by the time this is played, she'll be either my wife or not. People are going to ask after they hear this. But anyway, she went to an office, and a friend of hers, and there was an agent, one of our students in there, Randy. He's the top agent in this office. I got 35 agents. He's the number one agent in listings. And, you know, she was shocked because she had my scripts in – he had his scripts, my scripts in front of him, the physical script, the expired. He was in the back office. She stumbled in, didn't break in the room. She went in the room. She saw him there prospecting, and what he was using is a Storm Dialer. I think it's very fascinating. And Storm Dialer is through the Red X. So if you go to Red X's website, you'll see that you can sign up on Storm Dialer. And what it is they take your leads from Red X, and this software, which is online, will call all your people in one swoop. So let's say you got 5 leads. It's going to call all 5 at the same time. Whoever answers, they are going to it transfers to your cell phone. So instead of you dialing and getting a busy signal, dial, get a machine, dial, blah, 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 it dials all these numbers at the same time and connects you automatically to whoever answers live. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, what's good about that is it's going to save you a tremendous amount of time. And so just take a look at it. They charge $100 a month for that system, and that's just something to consider. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. So that's All right, so your biggest priority right now, you're shifting from the buyers to building listing inventory. Good. Now, when you first started, you were focusing on buyers, yes, no?
Yes, rentals and buyers, yep. But, you know, the process of learning to pre-qualify them before you even go out, well, that's my opinion. I know people have other opinions, so I just don't get why you would waste time if they're not at least pre-qualified. You know what I mean? To do this.
Sure.
Like why?
Yeah.
I just don't want to drive around with people for the hell of it. So.
How do you get them pre-qualified?
Well, especially my rentals. I know everything about them before. I don't know why they tell me this. I don't know that I would on the other end, but I mean everything. I know their income. I know, well, at least what they say their credit score is, so at least I can, you know what I mean? And then a lot of times I pre-qualify them right there by talking to my gold service manager, actually giving, you know, doing the email while we're on the phone to get them pre-approved to print the actual credit report. Like I'm serious, and if they're serious, then they have no problem with it. And if they have a problem with it, then I know there's either a problem with their credit or really serious, you know what I mean? So, well, that's just my philosophy. I don't know exactly what's right or wrong, but I think it's working for me.
No, that's very good, very good. And, all right, so that's, so you shifted now to the listings and building listing inventory. That's great. Now, of the... So these listings that you've been going on, have you found that there's something that you're really, that you love to talk about, that you almost say to every homeowner? Like if I were to ask you, like, when you go on a physical appointment, what do you say that you think can list with you?
Well, I guess there's a few things, but like I really do believe in the Weikert philosophy, and I do believe, you know, that I'm backed by a very strong company marketing-wise. You know, I know what they spend a year on marketing, and obviously everyone's looking online, and, you know, we have that lead network, so we get a lot of the leads from that. You know, you have to pay the referral fee, but I feel like you wouldn't have the referral to begin with if it wasn't for Weikert, you know, getting that lead from doing the marketing. And I honestly believe in the open houses. I can't tell you, just the first open house I sat, I got my big $600,000 listing that's on right now. I just sold that. I sold that sitting at the second time. I sold it at the open house for $250,000. It's closing next week. That's my second closing of the house. And I, you know, so I get it. The buyers are good, and I want the, you know what I mean? I know it's quicker, obviously, than selling the house. But again, I'm listening, and I haven't been fully through it yet, but I'm doing that ABC of the qualifying and the buyer, so I'm not wasting my time.
Yes, okay.
But I'm not fully through that, and I'm not 100% confident. Like, I need to get a little bit more confident with qualifying that. But you know what I mean? In the sense of A, B, and C, like you said.
Right, right.
Which buyers they are.
So when you go on a listing appointment, say to the homeowner, you really believe in the marketing of
absolutely.
Weikert.
That and the open houses are huge. Like, and, you know, the brokers open and getting the other brokers in there, because between our office doing caravan on Tuesday and brokers open on Thursday, whoever has the best food is where they go.
Right.
So I've already started marketing my brookies, which is a brownie and a cookie. Anyway, so in other words, we have Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, but just Tuesday and Thursday, let's say we have, you know, 40 agents from our office come through on average, and then however many brokers I can bring in, you know, 20 to 30, whatever ends up showing up. So those 70 have 2 to 3 buyers. So you bring hundreds and hundreds of people that have buyers in that price range. You know what I mean? That's what I feel, especially with the FSBO too. They can't do that. Like what you said with the pond, you're throwing one or two lines in, you know, with your neon sign on the lawn, but you put a Weikert sign, you can see that going 40 miles an hour. Do you know what I mean? Because it's yellow and everyone knows Weikert here. You know what I mean? So that's my belief, is Weikert's a big part of it. And you know what I mean? That kind of exposure is what's going to get it sold. So.
Good. Very good. Very good. No, that was very good stuff, Elon. All right, so let's say now for you, you started mentoring somebody, a new agent. What would you tell a new agent coming into the business that you wish somebody told you, and they might have said to you, too, 7 months ago? What would you say?
Listen to the CDs, period. kind of just say that. I believe, like, I really believe, like, if they're really into it, though, you know what I mean? Like, they really want this to work, and this is going to be what they do, let's say, you know, hopefully for the rest of their lives at this point, why not just listen to that? Because you do it. You break it all out. You know what I mean? And even if you're going to do a specific thing like listening, then just listen, do the listening ones that don't do buyers. But I just feel like you did enough that I feel comfortable with doing it. You know what I mean? So that would honestly be my first.
Well, that's very sweet. All right, so you heard it here live, recorded. Everybody, listen to the CDs. What else would you tell them, Ilana, a new person coming into real estate?
That they have to be honest and have that integrity. And I would almost try and find out what their purpose is maybe of doing this to see. Because now, you know what I mean? It has to have that underlying purpose, because I'm not sure how successful you could be if it's not genuine. You know, do you really want to help people? Do you really want to, you know what I mean? I'm just not sure. I feel like I would need to know that. I'm not so much sure I could tell them that, but I would need to know that to know if I could even help them. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's a really great question. I don't even think I've even said that to to brokers when interviewing agents. So, you know, finding out what are you committed to? Why are you getting into real estate? What's your purpose? But the other thing is, which I think is what you were saying, is what's your motivation? Is it money or is it helping people?
Right.
Not that either one is wrong, but I think it's important for the agent to know themselves what's going to fuel the fire to push past the challenges that every agent is going to experience when they get into real estate. All right, that's really great. Very great stuff. All right, is there anything else you would tell to this?
Just stick, again, listen to the CDs if you can as early as possible, but if you don't, I guess just, you know, try and stick it out. Eventually you'll learn enough to, you know what I mean, to start turning the transactions, but I just feel like it really did help me. It really did help me to that next level, so I don't feel so frustrated. You know what I mean? It started putting a focus on it for me.
As far as money, buyers, listings, rentals, what would be a good thing for a new agent to be
definitely
focused
rentals
on?
I mean, it's quick money. You know, you get paid as soon as you get the commission check. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't discourage that. I think that's, and it's a good way to get into the process. So you're starting to deal with people, you know what I mean, doing the paperwork. It's definitely a great thing to get started with that way. And it's quick money. I don't see what's bad about it. I mean, I know, you know, some of the agents in here now, you know, everybody poo-poos it or whatever, but I still do it so that I get money every week.
Very good. Well, you know what? There's a good business plan. Here's what I would say. For new agent coming in now, and markets, rentals are not as plentiful, so that might not be the best plan. But if it is,
right,
you know, there's what a lot of agents will try and do to make money in real estate is they think selling a house, taking a buyer out, selling a house is the quickest way to start getting money. Not only is it no way, but it takes so much time to have no money. So right. So what they should be doing is building inventory right from the beginning. As you heard me say before, if you were going to open up a shoe store, you couldn't open up a shoe store without any shoes.
Exactly.
So you got to get your inventory for your business. So that's the thing. Now, while you're building your inventory for immediate cash flow, is you do rentals. So when you think about it, that's a great business plan. Don't even work with buyers. Just do rentals and listings.
I agree. They do have the plague.
good stuff. Well, listen, Ilana, thanks again. This is a wonderful call. I think you helped a lot of people. I appreciate you taking your time. One more time, if people wanted to contact you, your website is going to be Ilana.
Ilana Roach,
And that's Elana Roach, Roche. And your cell number again, Ilana?
914-844-9713.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Congratulations on all you're doing, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. So that was it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
It was awesome. It was really good. I thought it was good. You're awesome, really. You're helping, the people that are listening to it, you really are. It's brilliant what you said about, I'm sure I'm making your head, you're not going to fit through the door, but brilliant what you said about they shouldn't even be allowed to do anything else but like until they get 6 listings, because I would be making so much money right now if I did that, because those would be paying off already.
Yes.
Starting now where people are jumping ship left and right of me because they're not making money. It's awful. My poor person I came in with, she's just a sweetie. She's younger than me in her 30s, but her first house, she had a listing, so excited, everything's going through, and it just fell apart. She's literally, I have to go peel her off the floor when I go inside.
Oh, gosh.
Terrible. You know what I mean? So if you have those 6 to start, you know what I mean? That would be paying off already. It just makes sense.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Instead of poor people, I've been out with buyers for 6 months and I want to go kill myself. You know what I mean? It's that bad. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And not how to qualify them ahead of time, like you're saying, or at least categorize them. So I could have gave away all those buyers and be getting a referral then.
Yep, exactly.
And my husband didn't understand that last night. I'm like, well, then listen to Daryl's tapes because I'm not getting this with you. But I'm not, he goes, I don't get it. That's how you build relationships. And I said, yeah, I don't mind building relationships, but I don't feel like the payoff of going out with them for 3 months and them not buying. How the hell, because they'll tell their mom I'm a good agent and, it could result in a listing, but how often is that going to happen?
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm just dealing with all of it, trying to listen to that, the tapes, and, again, put it in perspective and see what works for me.
Well, you're doing, I'm very excited. You're doing a great job. You got to just keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome. Very awesome. Now, I think this is going to be posted, not for like a few months. And because we have, I think we already have like the next 4 months recorded. So I think you'll be in month 5 or even 6. But it'll be on the website. You'll see it. Send me, you have my email address. Send me a photo that you want us to use in the magazine. And also write a little bio about yourself, as far as 7 months in the business, 8 listings, whatever you want, because that's what I'm going to put in the bio about you, okay?
Okay. All right, perfect.
All right, super. All right, sweetie. Well, thank you. Listen, if you need anything, you got my cell, you give me a call, okay?
Okay. All right. You have a good day. Thank you.
All right. You too, Anna. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.